Welcome back to a very special episode of the Sports Betting Rundown. It's the Super Bowl. We made it. We started this podcast the first Thursday of the NFL season, and we're still going on the last Sunday of the NFL season. The Super Bowl, Bucks versus the Chiefs. It's going to be an exciting game. We have a lot of picks for you, some fun props, some serious props, and of course, we have our actual picks for the big game. So let's get into it.
What is up, everybody? C back here. And, you know, you're welcome for last, or I should say 2 weeks ago. I think I went 3-2. Jay went 2-2. And it was pretty successful. It was a fun weekend. I gave you Bucks money line. I knew that was a lock. I did tell you the Bills. I lost out on that one. But, you know, the Bucks I was all in on. The Rob Gronkowski prop hit by a point. So we'd love to see that. And now we're excited for the Super Bowl. As Jay said, we've been going since week one, and here we are, last week of the season. So I'm going to start it off by giving a player prop. This is one that I think a lot of people who are betting on this game are probably going to take. I've seen it all over. It's only gone up, and that's Travis Kelce receiving yards. It's kind of all over the place. I see it like 93, 98, but I would definitely take it. I think he has to be a beast this game. After last time the Bucks and Chiefs played, they saw Tyreek Hill, and he went off for, I think, 200 yards in the first quarter or something like that. And so I expect them to double-team him this game. I think Kelce becomes a huge factor because the offensive line's out. He's going to have to block, and off those blocks, he can catch passes and, you know, have some run after the catch plays. So I like Kelce over, we'll say, 94.5 yards. Now for the next pick for the Super Bowl, I have another player prop for you guys. You know him, you love him. It's Playoff Lenny. If you watch part of my take, you know. Playoff Lenny, he's been awesome this playoffs. He was great the last time he was in the playoffs too. So we're going to keep riding with Playoff Lenny. He's gotten a touchdown every single game this postseason. And I expect that to keep going. So it's his touchdown odds are now at plus 120. I mean, I think he definitely gets one again. I do expect this game to be high scoring. I'm not going to touch on the over-under. I'm not going to touch it. Too hard to say with all the injuries, but I definitely think, you know, at least three touchdowns each side, and Leonard Fournette is definitely a major part of the Bucs offense, so let's ride with Playoff Lenny.
So for my first player prop of the Super Bowl, I'm going to go with Tom Brady passing, I mean, completion percentage over 62. I mean, this number is low, but it's understandable in his three playoff games. All three of his completion percentages have been in the 50s. But, I mean, you step back just a little bit, take a look before that, and you go to the regular season, over 62% in every game but two. So 14 out of 16 in the regular season. It's the Super Bowl. Brady's going to bring his A game. He's ready. He had an extra week off to prepare. I don't think they're going to win. Even if they don't win, I still expect Brady to get over 62% completion. So another kind of off-the-radar weird prop bet I like is going to be total players to throw, to attempt to pass over 2.5. And when I think of this bet, you know, I think of the playoffs. Teams are going to pull out all the stops here. All the trick players are coming out of the playbook for this game. And, you know, you could think back to past years. Philly special, plays like that where random players throw a attempt to pass. And, you know, I had that thought in my head that the Super Bowl, a lot of trick plays. I actually looked back, and since 2013, I believe, four out of the seven games have actually seen three or more players attempt to pass. So especially at these odds at plus 160, I think is really extremely good value. And even if it's 50-50, it hits. I mean, these odds are amazing value. You know there's going to be trick plays. There's always a couple plays. Every Super Bowl, you're like, wow, did that actually happen? And, you know, if you agree with me, you'll take it. I think it's great value. And really, recording this podcast, I stumbled upon it immediately put money on it. So that's one of my best picks for this Super Bowl.
Now, for my last prop for the Super Bowl, it's going to be a fun Super Bowl, and you got to have some fun props in there. So we're going to take the coin toss, and for me, it's got to be tails. Tails never fails. We all know this. You know, I would give you an analysis, but it's too easy to know. Tails just never fails. If you take heads, you're a loser. Give everything you got to tails minus 103. Moving forward here, see, I have a sleeper, very big sleeper, Super Bowl MVP pick that I would maybe touch on. You know, you could maybe put 10, 20 bucks on it, have a huge payout. It's going to be Devin White. And the odds right now are plus 3,000. It's definitely worth a shot, and let me tell you why. Devin White is the biggest playmaker on the Bucs defense. We all know this. When he plays best, the Bucs defense plays best. He got an interception against the Saints. That was big. I think he had a sack or two last week against Aaron Rodgers. You know, he just has that big play mentality, and he's always out there running around, making big plays, as I've said. So if there's going to be a guy, like, you're not going to want to take Brady plus 120 to win MVP or Mahomes minus 100, whatever it is. You're going to want to take someone that's kind of, you know, out of the box. So I definitely like Devin White there with the crazy odds to mess around with.
See, I will personally transfer $100 into your DraftKings account if that bet hits. You don't have to give me anything. If Devin White wins a Super Bowl MVP, I will send you $100. I mean, listen, folks, if you're listening, just donate that money. If you have $10, $20 to spare, donate it to veterans, homeless people, whatever. But regardless of that, my next pick is actually going to be Tyreek Hill, more passing yards than Mike Evans. This is going to be at minus 190. And when I look at this pick, it's basically, it's not because of Tyreek Hill. He is explosive, but that's not the reason I'm taking this pick. It's because Mike Evans has not had a good year. I'm sorry. I mean, he barely crossed 1,000 yards. And the man has basically the same amount of games over 100 yards than he has games 10 or less yards, which is, you know, asinine for Mike Evans. I mean, you think Mike Evans, great receiver, not that great of a year. Tyreek Hill's explosive, over 100 yards in both of this year's playoff games. And, I mean, I think I'm not betting on his personal player prop, but I think he goes for 100-plus yards here. He's a big player, makes big plays, shows up in the big games. So I'm rocking with Tyreek Hill, minus 190 for this one.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for, my last pick of the NFL 2020-2021 season. It's been a long ride, but we're going to ride with a man that some people doubt. And when you doubt him, it's always wrong. We're going to ride with the GOAT. We're going to ride with the Bucks. We told you last week, Bucks money line, I think it was around plus 160 against the Packers. And my main reason for that pick, honestly, wasn't the GOAT. We all know you can't bet against the GOAT, but you know, the Bucs defense, it has a different type of edge to it than other defenses do in the NFL. The way that they pressure the quarterback, Vita Vea has returned. He was a huge factor last week. You know, with the addition of him, I don't see the Chiefs running the ball great at all. You know, I'm not going to say it's going to be a blowout or anything, obviously. I think it'll be a very close game. But with the 3.5 points, you got to take the points here. I can't stress it enough. The Chiefs' offensive line is extremely banged up. I definitely expect Bucks to pressure Mahomes all game. When he's pressured, you usually get off to a huge deficit to start. So with that, I think it'll at least be a close game. And of course, the Bucks offense definitely has been clicking lately. They had a great first half against the Packers. I expect the same thing. So give me the Bucks here, plus the points, and thank you for a great NFL season.
So now for the real moment you've all been waiting for, my pick for this Super Bowl, it's got to be the Chiefs. I'm still debating whether I'm going to take them money line or against the spread, but personally, I've transitioned to DraftKings, and the Chiefs money line for me is boosted to basically even odds, so I'm taking the money line. I'm uncertain if it wasn't like that, if I'd take the spread or not, but I'm going to take the Chiefs in this. I think people are getting too suckered into the Bucs. You know, they heard that Tom Brady quote of him sitting in his house for a couple of weeks preparing.
people are getting suckered in. Remember, it's the Chiefs, and the one game that they lost, the one game that they really lost was, you know, a fluke, random Thursday night game in Las Vegas, and they've basically dominated every other team on their schedule. Yeah, they lost week 16, but, you know, they didn't start anyone. So the Chiefs haven't given me any reason to doubt them thus far, so I can't doubt them in the Super Bowl. They won last year. They're not going to be nervous. They're ready for the moment. Plus, they already beat Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay, which is where this Super Bowl is. So I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs for the Lombardi Trophy. So that's it. That's it, folks. The last podcast for the 2020-2021 NFL season. If you're listened, I really appreciate it, especially the OGs. Our first podcast was the first Thursday of the NFL season, and we're still here, and we're growing almost 10 times the amount of listeners we had the Thursday of week one we have now at the Super Bowl. Really appreciate it. You know, we see the growth on the podcast and my Twitter page at JSportsBetting1. Speaking of the Twitter page, I've actually been posting a lot of college basketball picks there, hoping to start doing a college basketball podcast, especially as the NCAA tournament and March Madness and the conference tournaments start heating up. I think I'm going to post some college basketball podcasts on there. Hopefully we get Sion. We'll see. You know, time will tell. Probably start that in a week or two. So stay tuned. It's going to be on the same podcast page, the Sports Betting Rundown. As always, if you're listening, rate us 5 stars, Apple, Spotify, and follow and subscribe on those platforms, or Google Play if you have Android. Yeah, like I said, follow the Twitter at JSportsBetting1. We'll see. C never posts, but give him a follow at CSportsBetting2. It doesn't cost you anything. For the last time this NFL season, let's make some money.